of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of IMCs that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapanchik. I'm your radio host for a while. Hopefully not the whole day. I'm hoping to give the tubes a little bit of a rest. But nonetheless, if you would like to take part in events, you can. Feel free to call in, as Scribbler just did a moment ago. 773-384-8544 is the phone number to call in. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. And you can also send us an AOL instant message at Chicago IMC. From the phone, am I louder now? I'm going to see if I can ramp up the sound as loud as it can be. Yep, that's pretty loud. Sound cues are annoying. I got to get rid of that, at least for the moment. It could be useful, but just not right now, folks. Yeah. Subtle yet distinctive. Okay, so I'm going to update, edit this article. We will note that at... At 8, oh, we'll call it 55 a.m., some 25 marchers are now participating in the North Side March. Two police cars are flanking the march. Are, quote, escorting the march. Escorting the march. Some corporate media types, ABC7, stopped by. Submit that feature, baby. It's 9 o'clock a.m. here in Chicago. Submit. Very nice. So let's see if the new developments pop up on the website. Yep. We're coming to you from the trenches. It's 9 a.m. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapanchik. I'm your host for the time being. We'll be on the air until at least 6 p.m. this evening, perhaps later as circumstances may warrant. If you'd like to participate in today's broadcast, you can. Feel free to call in 773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. And you can also send us an AOL instant message at Chicago IMC. And we've got another phone call. Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Mitchell, you can hear a lot, man.
I'm sorry, what?
I can barely even hear you.
Okay. Who is this?
So, this is Matt. I'm just leaving the South March. I had to step away for a little bit, but I just wanted to inform you that there's about 40 to 45 people. They gathered at 18th and Damon. This was about half an hour ago.
Okay.
And there was about, you know, two or three police cars and about eight or nine bike police, but there was some helicopter coverage. We saw an ABC7 copter up in the sky.
Yeah, ABC7 had also been providing coverage of the North Side March. We had just got a call a few minutes ago. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, I've been efforts. It's hard to do this without getting feedback, so this is helpful. So tell me again, numbers, please.
There's about 45 people when they were gathering at 18. I mean, it was at about 8:20, so.
Okay. Where are you calling from?
I'm just walking down the street. I'm in the neighborhood right now. I had to run and do an errand, so.
Okay. What neighborhood are you in?
I'm in Pilsen.
You're in Pilsen. Very cool. Okay. So 45 people taking part in the rally that's at 18th and...
18th and Damon, but that was about, I'd say, 40 minutes ago. So they're probably marching either north or northeast right now. I'm not sure of the route.
I thought they were marching onto 18th Street.
Yeah, they might have been doing that.
Okay.
I left them at that point. So
okay,
really
so
sure.
Helicopter coverage, more corporate media coverage. Any police presence?
Yeah, there definitely is two police cars and a few bike police. There was, I'd say, six to eight
police officers on bicycles.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, but we're getting a lot of people honking their horns and supporting us.
Very nice. Excellent. Very good. Okay. Well, feel free to call back in if you have any other information to share.
I'll make sure.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, no, that's it. That's
okay. Yep. Stay safe, dude.
Yep.
Take care. Bye. That was Matt with another dispatch. Yeah, hopefully it's helping as far as radio. Thanks for people for the sound update. It's hard to tell when you're actually broadcasting this because I can actually hear myself in stereo surround sound on my own earphones. And I'm coming through very loud and clear. But let's update the website with that development from Matt. Edit. Okay, so phone call about 9:04 a.m. Yeah, 9 o'clock a.m. The latest developments there. At 9 o'clock, we just had the rally at Lane Tech, or soon will be having the rally at Lane Tech at 2550 West Addison. They're probably marching now on the south side, as was just mentioned, on 18th Street in Ashland, 103rd Street. The metro station will be boarding. They're probably having the rally now on the south side. For Southsiders for Peace. So lots of actions that are taking place across the city. Anyway, to update the webpage while I do this, man, I can't wait till more bipeds show up. More people. But they will be coming. As I type, it's the excitement of typing into a computer, folks. Report from the Southside March. Some 45 marchers rallied. I guess we'll have to hold off for a moment on the update.
Chicago Indie Media, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hey, Mitchell?
Yes, hi.
Hey, it sounded like an automated message for a sec. So, yeah, we're right at Lane Tech right now.
Nice.
We got about 30 people now, including some Lane Tech students, I understand.
All right.
Do we have Lane Tech students in the house? If I'm sure we do, but they're being shy.
That's fine.
So,
well, they'll have all day to shake off the shyness. So, rally at Lane Tech, 30 people taking part. Are the police giving you a hard time or not?
Not too much. We've had about two cop cars kind of trailing us. Sometimes at some of the rally points. We've had a few more, but other than that, they've been pretty chill.
Good. What have people been giving? What's been the support like of people as you've been marching? Have people been giving thumbs up or spitting in your face or honking in support?
The people in the communities we've been marching through have been, extraordinarily supportive. We'll be marching down streets and, CTA bus drivers will honk at us and give us thumbs up.
Excellent.
We'll have people driving in their cars, will give us peace signs. We had one guy in a tow truck who drove past and using the microphone on the tow truck talked to us and said, "Great work, guys. Way to go. Keep it up."
All right.
So,
well done.
It's been really supportive.
Very nice. Very nice. Okay. How long is the rally going to be at Rant Lane Tech? How long are you planning to be there?
I don't know if we're necessarily rallying here as much as we are just, meeting up with other people. And, I think we're going to rally. I'm not sure where we're going to, really stop and rally, but we have, Healing Earth.
Yeah, I know that you're stopping at Healing Earth some point along the way.
Yeah, so we're thinking about stopping around there.
Okay, yeah, you're at West Addison right now, 2550 West Addison.
About there, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you'll be, according to the schedule that I have here, you'll be meeting at 10 a.m. at the Recruitment Center at 1239 North Clybourne.
That's what we're hoping to do.
Okay.
We're running a little late.
Okay.
CLTV is here right now.
Okay. Well, have them actually contact Chicago Indie Media if you want for coverage.
Someone else was handling press. So I'm
okay.
sure they told them that. Already.
Okay, that's fine. But yeah, we'll be covering things.
Are we live on there now?
Yes, we are. We've been on the air for an hour now. Yeah, coming in through loud and clear. I've been getting other phone calls. I got a phone call from the South Side.
Awesome.
Yeah, 45 people at the rally at 18th and Damon. Marchers, they've actually been getting more or less the same coverage that you have. ABC7 came by, and actually also helicopters and trailing police.
Wow.
And lots of support. It's very encouraging that there's basically the same reaction on both sides by all people involved, the police, the corporate media, and the and people.
Yeah. I mean, we've been handing out half-page flyers to mm-hmm. people, you know, as we walk past them. Because, you know, people will see us marching, and they'll sort of see the signs, and they'll be like, you know, kind of like thrown off for a sec.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hand them a flyer and say, like, you know, this is an anti-war protest. We're going downtown. And, you know, they really dig it. I mean, we had two Latino women
mm-hmm.
who, you know, we handed a flyer, and as they were walking past us, you know, like, you know, saw the police and, like, we're like, yeah, man, keep on fighting the police. You know?
Awesome.
And, you know, so that, a lot of community support for us, and a lot of, you know, the vast majority of the community is against Bush and this war.
Totally. Okay. Anything else to share for the moment?
Say what?
Is there anything else you want to share for the moment?
No. I'll call you if, you know, we have another major update or big rally.
Awesome. Well, we'll be here.
All right.
Take care. Yep.
Bye.
Well, that was Scribbler again. And are continuing on 18th Street. Updates that are basically being convened on the website as we speak. This is very cool. Like, lots of phone calls that are coming in already. It's like it was kind of dull for a while. Now it's really encouraging. I haven't been covering other things, which is basically tending to the website and other things. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19, 2005, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. Clearing the throat. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stepanchik. Thank you very much for joining us. If you have information to share, question, comments, anything at all, please call 773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org, or you can also send us an AOL instant message, Chicago IMC. Going to submit the updated feature with all the latest developments of things that are happening. This Is Hell is now on the air. It just started about 10 minutes ago as I speak. At 9:11 a.m. 9:11. Those are two numbers that don't have any significance in American history. 9:11 a.m. here in Chicago. This Is Hell is probably broadcasting. They're probably talking with Terry Jones. Yes, Terry Jones, former member of Monty Python's Flying Circus and noted political commentator, and quite radical too. His new book is called Terry Jones's War on the War on Terror, published by Nation Books. As far as the weather goes, let's update the weather's thing situation. We're at 46 degrees, humidity 77%, officially listed as partly cloudy with haze, according to the National Weather Service website. They've still got something of a chance of showers later on. The famous saying that I like to say is that the revolution will not be televised, but the revolution might be called on account of rain. Hopefully, there won't be. There was rain at Woodstock, and I didn't really stop that. But there will could be rain here. Hopefully there won't. But in any event, we'll keep things appraised. Small, reasonable chance of showers, about 40%. Cloudy, high near 46. In fact, we're at 46 at Chicago O'Hare. Winds coming up the north. There might be a chance of snow showers later on. So stay safe, everyone. Stay warm. Updating the website now with the latest developments there. We've gotten phone calls with regards to things. Feel free to call in, 773-384-8544. Props to This Is Hell, and also to, and I heard a door in the distance. Hello?
Did you say something to me?
I thought of you were walking by.
Oh,
just
okay, hi.
Hello. Hi, don't mind me. Yeah, just someone walking in the hallway. thought it might be someone I know. As I was saying, 3773-384-8544. You can also email us at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Or you can say, send us an AOL instant message. AIM handle is ChicagoIMC. On that now. And did something happen? Some kind of pop of some sort. Evidently not, but we're fine. Anyway. Just checking to see history. Administer? No. History? Nothing there. We're also... got another phone call. I'm really popular today. Chicago Indymedia, you're on the air and being recorded. Go ahead, please.
Hello, this is Rachel calling in from the Southside Feeder March.
Awesome, Rachel. It's Mitchell.
Hi, Mitchell. Great to hear you.
Isn't that great to hear you? How are you doing?
We're doing great. The Southside March started up at 51st Street at 6 in the morning and made it to a rally in Tilson where they were met by about 20 other people.
Good.
Now we're about 30 to 35 people strong marching down Ashland, and we're right at Van Buren Street.
Okay.
Got lots of big banners, lots of flags, lots of food, so we hope that people come and join us on our route.
Very nice. Did you try to call earlier? Or is this your first call?
I was trying to call in, but I kept getting a busy signal.
Right, right. No, it's been busy. We've gotten now a number of phone calls. We were no phone calls for a while, and then now a flurry of phone calls. And I have a feeling it's going to be like this all morning long.
I'm sure it will be. And we want people to know that our next stop is at 10:30 a.m. at Leo Burnett, where a youth and student feeder march will be joining up with us.
Yeah. There are so far noted...
And you can hear all the cars along Ashland are honking for us and responding to our drums.
Excellent.
We're having a great time.
Very cool. I've been getting phone calls. I've already gotten a phone call actually pertaining to the Southside March that there were... you've been very supportive. You've been getting some corporate media coverage. ABC7 actually came by. And also...
That's right.
Yeah. And also that I don't know if you can confirm this. Helicopters.
Well, we did see a helicopter earlier in the day, and, you know, ABC7 was actually out at the Northside March at Senn High School when they began at 6 a.m.
We've gotten calls from the Northside March as well. It's peculiar that both rallies and marches that are convening from both the North and the South Side got similar responses from the media, from the police, and from everyday people who happen to be around.
That's right. We're getting a lot of support from people on the street and from cars going by.
Excellent.
And, you know, we expect our numbers to grow when we reach downtown.
Where are you now?
Right now we're on Ashland, just pulling up to Jackson.
Ashland.
And we're turning onto Jackson.
Okay. By the way, did you... you should have gotten a text message from us.
You know, I have not yet gotten a text message, even though thought I was signed up.
Okay, I think you need to add, because I've basically added you to a text messaging system. But we haven't...
You can hear the chanting.
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's awesome. Coming through loud and clear.
Well, I'll let you go for the callers, and we'll check back in later.
Okay. Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
That was Rachel, very cool organizer. Call from Ashland and Jackson, some 30 marchers taking part, heading to Jackson, some 30 marchers taking part in the Southside March. Much enthusiasm, and there was much rejoicing, much enthusiasm, continuing with the Monty Python theme from This Is Hell. Terry Jones is on that. Go to thisishell.net to listen more if you like. But we're also coming to you from the trenches. Much enthusiasm was had. Much enthusiasm and chanting of people. No war. Of passers-by. Okay. Going to input that into the database, and we submit. So we're already getting phone calls from elsewhere across the city, which is very nice. Very similar responses. We're coming to you from the trenches. This is Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapinchik. I'm your host for the time being. We'll be on the air until at least 6 p.m. this evening, Chicago time. We're now at 9:18 Chicago time. If you would like to call in to share any details, feel free. Our phone number is 773-384-8544. You can also call us or send us an email at imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Indymedia is spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A. You can also send us an AOL instant message. Chicago IMC is the name to use for that. So we've had breaking developments of rallies and marches that are taking place. We know of at least 10 feeder marches that are going to be convening from across the city. If anyone needs immediate legal assistance, the National Lawyers Guild Chicago chapter has convened the hotline to be used for emergency response, which may be needed later on today. The phone number for that is 312-913-0039. Again, that's 312-913-0039. What is there to talk about now? How about other protests that are happening across the country? Well, I just posted something to New York City. Chicago Indie Media radio stream is now on the air. There's the post that was made to New York Indie Media. See if we can get coverage of the various protests that are going on. Hopefully people... I know that there's been coverage of things that are going on. Shout out to Portland. I don't know if Portland Indie Media is picking us up. I know that the radio stream, most notably a guy I know by the name of Bastard, who is spearheading that radio stream. So props to the radio stream out of Portland, which might be rebroadcasting this. I'll see. Actually, come to think of it, I'm going to see if I can visit them now. Portland.indiemedia.org. The Portland Independent Media Center. 2 year anniversary of the invasion. Best of show from 2000 to 2005. Saturday events and all you can eat pizza pancake breakfast for public power, followed by the Great American Meek Out 2005. The Saturday Two Food Not Bombs. Article called Thinking, or something called Thinking Like the Enemy, Conspiracy Theories and Class Consciousness. A teaching of some kind, maybe? PMS Media presents a vernal vigil at 7 o'clock. That's all in Portland, Oregon. Related rallies are taking place. You can also listen live, radio.portland.indymedia.org. The link is on the Portland Indie Media website at portland.indymedia.org. They have a toll-free number for calling in. That's very cool. We may want to do that as well. That'd be interesting to set up. What a great idea. But Portland is convening a radio web stream, which is probably going on right now, and which has said that they will be rebroadcasting portions of us. And there's more. I believe San Diego is also going to be convening a radio web stream. There were also streams last year at Portland, in San Francisco, and in Washington, D.C., as well as here in Chicago. So hopefully we'll be able to find out developments of what's happening there, as well as events that are happening across the city and around the world. Now, I know that last year we had gotten a lot of calls last year from Milwaukee. I think it's just simply mke.indymedia.org and also milwaukee.indymedia.org. Hey, breaking news, Chicago Web Radio, call in all day today, hint, hint, thanks to Adi and Marco and everyone else. And the script, the link is now up. Chicago IMC will be broadcasting. Madison joins in Global Day of Protest. Milwaukee will have a day of March. Reprint from Chicago IMC. Events are taking place across the city, around the world. Going back to Global, see if the post I've made on Chicago Indie Media has been... basically just tooling around for the moment, at least. But perhaps out to Milwaukee. I hope we'll be getting phone calls from Milwaukee Indie Media with regards to things. listening to a live radio broadcast. We've also posted a feature panel, center panel, about this call from Ashland heading to Jackson. Some 30 marchers taking place in the Southside March. Another 30 or so people with the rally at Lane Tech. Police are trailing. People have been supporting extraordinarily so. I should say that they're supportive. Let me fix that. I know people who would be real sticklers about this. Supportive. Well, I would too. Although for different reasons. And that's done, and we punch that through, and we're done. Good. The phone number to call in, 773-384-8544, imc-chicago@indymedia.org. Loud and clear, appears to be loud and clear, hopefully. We've been on the air now 1 hour and 25 minutes. We're approaching 9:25 a.m. here in Chicago. Hold on for a moment while I get some water. I'm breaking away from the microphone and getting some water. I can't hear anything just yet, but hopefully I'm projecting my really loud, obnoxious voice. Getting some water. Keeping this way. The secret to victory is being well hydrated. I've got my mug with water inside. Which, given the politics of water lately, in recent years, water has been much like the neoliberal plague, courtesy of Chicago, unfortunately, the University of Chicago. Neoliberalism is the economic philosophy which basically says that only money matters. Markets should be dominant. Anything that gets in the way of markets should be repressed or destroyed insofar as possible. And it actually stemmed from a book that was published from the University of Chicago Press in 1962 by a guy who, for some reason, won a Nobel Prize in economics, Milton Friedman. Basically voiced his philosophy in a book called Capitalism and Freedom. And basically coining the phrase neoliberalism, basically redefining liberal freedom instead of making it a new kind of liberalism, neoliberalism, basically saying that I want to be as rich as I possibly can, and anything that gets in the way of my freedom to be rich, like your taxes, is wrong and bad and should be destroyed. And it has engendered a worldwide movement of protests, of government repression, as well as institutions like the World Bank, the World Economic Forum, the World Trade Organization, that have been working to try to convert everything into this kind of only markets philosophy. And a broad counter-movement of people and organizing that has made a real difference, and actually which have also stemmed with regards to protests, extraordinary protest movement around the world. In fact, the birth, or at least the flourishing of the seed, you can actually count the birth of indie media to the counter media project that actually convened in Chicago in 1996 at the Democratic National Convention protests here in Chicago when the DNC was meeting at the United Center. But 3 years later, at the third ministerial of the World Trade Organization in Seattle, Washington, you had a protest movement which basically shut down that ministerial, basically forced the opening ceremonies never happened. The ministerial itself was delayed and ultimately ended in collapse. First time that an international trade ministerial had actually ended in failure. And was not the first time. They'd barely gotten through with a very vague, and in fact, as the Financial Times of London, not a terribly left newspaper, but nonetheless, they commented that the agreement that they got out of Doha, Qatar, in 2001 was deemed almost meaningless. It was so vague to be almost meaningless. And that negotiations had basically come to a standstill in 2001, and they basically collapsed 2 years later at the ministerial in Cancun for the World Trade Organization. forced the second collapse there. So the WTO is that thing that collapses every 2 years when they meet up. 2005, they will be convening again, I think, in Hong Kong. Either Hong Kong or Singapore. Actually, let me just double check. WTO 2005 Ministerial. Hong Kong. Members accepted Hong Kong's invitation for the collapse of trade talks at the Fifth Ministerial Cancun, Mexico. Hong Kong's invitation to be hosting the next WTO Ministerial date. It's probably later on. I imagine September, maybe October. Don't know yet. Or at least I don't have a detail here. But it's going to be Hong Kong. And WTO.org. Or WTOO.org. In Hong Kong, 13th through the 18th of December, 2005. So it'll be later on. But the World Terrorist Organization... Oh, I'm sorry. I mean the World Trade Organization is going to be convening its next ministerial, which may or may not collapse. They had had some success in trying to ram through their neoliberal agenda. And last year. Whether or not that will actually sustain is another question. And they're going to try to ram through another round of trade rules. They may or may not succeed. Probably the best person to talk to on this topic, as far as the current status, Walton Bellow, is a professor of sociology at the University of the Philippines. And he's an extraordinary writer. I mean, the guy is, like, really, really smart. And he wrote about, he's written extensively about the WTO and about global economics generally. Extraordinarily smart, extraordinarily gifted writer, and a devoted activist. And he has been giving updates, which I've seen on the Z Magazine website at zmag.org, and you can look up Walden Bellow's work that way. And Walden Bellow has been working on lots of coverage with regards to, as I slip some water, with regards to protest efforts that have been taking place, as well as the status of the WTO itself, as well as their what's been termed a crisis of legitimacy, that as long as the WTO is seen as right or good, and which basically means nobody knows about it, but once people know about it, and which that was the great victory in my mind in Seattle, the ministerial was really cool, but what was the real victory of the Seattle protests, I think, is that it put the WTO out in the open and actually made people know about it. And in so knowing about it and learning about it and realizing what it's all about, basically just forcing, overriding laws and rules and that governments and institutions would would implement in order to try to protect people from the ravages of corporate and capitalist predation, that the WTO would be an institution that would actually try to derail that, override that, in fact. And that was the great victory at Seattle that actually put that out into the open and made that an issue. And in so happening, like a vampire that can't stand the light of day and once is exposed to sunlight, shrivels up and dies. It didn't die yet, but it is shriveling, I think. And that exposure was the big, great victory, and it's been basically convened since then. And you can't even say the word WTO without thinking, oh, it's that thing that collapses every couple of years. And that's the thing that everybody protests against. Why are they protesting? Well, here are the reasons why. 9:30 a.m. Here in Chicago, coming to you from the trenches, Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19, 2005, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the independent network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Strapinchik. Thank you very much for joining us. I'm the host for the time being, covering protests. If you have information, call in 773-384-8544. Also, imc-chicago@indymedia.org. You can also call, send us an AOL instant message. The handle to use is Chicago IMC. That's the name, the AOL instant messenger name that we have. Pending invitations. Suspicious. Anyway. 9:30, we've got stage and sound crew arrive for the setup for downtown's Federal Plaza matters. Things are going to be ramping up at Federal Plaza for the permitted rally at 2 o'clock. The protest on the south side is probably heading its way up Wacker north, east to Wacker to Michigan. The south side march is now underway from Southsiders for Peace. They're now probably on the train, the 914 train, that is ultimately heading toward the LaSalle Street station. Things are really going to ramp up at about 10 o'clock. With the next rally at the recruitment center at 1239 North Clybourne. And that's what's happening there. No emails just yet of any interest. Other things that are happening. So Milwaukee has been giving us props. Thank you, Milwaukee. Last year, also Arkansas was giving us very helpful information. If there's any listing, anyone know of any listing of a website or information pertaining to protests that are going on around the world? Like, both Arkansas and Milwaukee last year had very helpful and frequently updated lists of protests that were happening around the country and around the world. United for Peace and Justice has a static list of known protests that are going to be happening, but as far as rallies and actions that are taking place on a rolling basis as events happen, and with links to events that are happening around the world, let me know. Give me a call, 773-384-8544. You can also send an email to imc-chicago@indymedia.org, indymedia spelled I-N-D-Y-M-E-D-I-A. You can also send me an AOL instant message. We're online at Chicago IMC. The protests are, well, let's see, it was Arkansas, it was Milwaukee. As I look at Milwaukee, there's a current feature with regards to the U.S. Senate vote to allow drilling in the Alaska National Wildlife Resource. Radio were efforts that are going on in Arkansas. But it doesn't look like that they've got anything, unfortunately, as far as coverage of the events today. So, we will look elsewhere. Checking Common Dreams News Center, commondreams.org, your guide to a weekend of resistance. A reprint from The Village Voice. 600 cities, vigils and demonstrations, which is now up to more than 720, probably approaching 730. Anything on Slashdot? Google News is getting sued. Scientists discover what I'm thinking. Mensa getting sponsored by Microsoft. Nothing of interest there. Checking the New Standard. I don't think they're doing any updates new. The latest effort, the newstandardnews.net. This is a very cool website. And do donate to this. They could... it deserves your support. An article about the Onondaga Nation, who is suing, which is suing U.S. The state of New York, as well as local governments and corporations, for pollution on ancestral lands. But instead of casino rights or money, the plaintiffs are demanding ecological reparations. This is, as far as I know, as far as anyone knows, maybe a unique claim, maybe an entirely of history. Federal court. A lawsuit naming New York State, the city of Syracuse, Onondaga County, as well as several corporations charged with polluting the area, including Honeywell. As far as I know, I'm trying to see if there's anything here about whether or not this is a unique action. It might not. But unlike typical land claims, the primary focus of the Onondaga suit is environmental protection and recovery. Interesting. In the Environment and Health section of The New Standard. We encourage you to support independent, non-profit, anti-commercial news sources like Chicago Indie Media and The New Standard on the web at chicago.indymedia.org and newstandardnews.net. Just spell out the words newstandardnews.net. 9:37 p.m. here in Chicago. And I think someone else is here. Hold on a moment. Who is it? stepping away from the phone for a moment. Somebody was at the door, so I went to go get it, and I thought it might be somebody I knew, but it's somebody I don't know. So we'll wait until somebody I know arrives. We've been on the air for about an hour and 40 minutes. We've been archiving for an hour and 40 minutes. Seems like everyone's cool with the likelihood of recording. No. There we go. Okay. I typed the wrong key on my keyboard, so I was a little bit flummoxed for a moment. This Is Hell is going on WNUR 89.3 FM. Hopefully they're still talking to Cherry Jones. I invited people. This is weird. As far as additional details go, see if we're on elsewhere. I'm just checking the global indie media website, indiemedia.org. Websites, number of websites, probably 170, 80, something like that. Events that are happening, nothing for the moment. 10 o'clock is when the next big crunch of things is going to happen, but especially at 10:30. We're going to have a lot of events that are going to be taking place then. Weather still, well, the clouds have scattered a little bit. We're now listed officially in the National Weather Service as partly cloudy with haze, 45 degrees. Still calling for 40% chance of showers. That hasn't changed, unfortunately. Still waiting patiently for more calls. We got a flurry of calls, but nothing for the moment. I just noticed a post here on Chicago Indie Media repost of apparently CBS's Chicago affiliate. The article is "Protesters Plan March on Michigan Avenue." On the 2-year anniversary of the war in Iraq, Chicago gets ready for possible chaos. Protesters filled downtown in 2003, and they promised to do it again on Saturday. Police and shopkeepers are ready for anything. The anti-war demonstration could attract thousands. Protesters plan to gather at Oak Street and Michigan Avenue around 12 p.m. on Saturday. Protests run south to Federal Plaza in the Loop. Protesters say that despite warnings from the city and Chicago police, they will assemble on Michigan Avenue Saturday afternoon because it is their right, which is true. And it is also affirmed in law. And if the city doesn't want to repute that, they will face some mighty expensive lawsuits later on with a budget crunch that they can't afford. City officials denied permit requests from demonstrators by a rigged judge who used to work for the Daley administration. That year, 10,000 anti-war protesters, actually according to police estimates, something more like 17,000 protesters, took to the streets and closed down parts of Lakeshore Drive. Try all of it. I mean, Lakeshore Drive was closed down for the better part of 5 hours. Clash with police led to hundreds of arrests. 864, I think, was the official count. Police say they will have extra officers on hand, but won't go into detail about security. Imagine that. Demonstrators at noon say they will hold a news conference at Oak and Michigan and then use the sidewalk to get to a 2 p.m. rally at Federal Plaza near Dearborn and State. We shall see what happens. Retailers are also preparing for the unknown. With 450 shops and 50,000 pedestrians estimated on Michigan Avenue Saturday, they are concerned about what might happen. Yeah, scaring off potential customers. Ooh, scary. Demonstrators plan to march peacefully, and police plan to keep order, and we hope to keep the violence-prone police at bay. We're putting the city of Chicago on notice. If there is any violence tomorrow, it is on their necks, said protest organizer Andy Thayer. Demonstrators have been offered an alternate route. However, they will not use it because they want to be heard by as many people as possible. Police say be prepared. They may be forced to close roads. So that's... CBS has an interesting history. The reason that the network was even founded is because there was a group of people who wanted to get on, I think it was the Arthur Murray Talent Scout Show on NBC and radio in the 1920s, and they were basically turned down. So this group of people who wanted to get on a talent show said, screw you, we'll start our own radio network. And they'd started a network called the United Independent Broadcasters, which started airing stuff. It didn't really go anywhere, and it floundered a little bit, until a Chicago guy by the name of William Paley, whose family made a fortune making cigars, most notably the La Palina brand, hence the name of Paley, La Palina, decided to get involved in this since he had heard that this newfangled radio thing and commercials that could be aired would help to spread the word about cigars, since his family owned a cigar manufacturing firm, and could help with cigar sales. So he decided to get into this newfangled radio business and found out about the United Independent Broadcasters, basically bought out their Columbia network of stations, and established the Columbia Broadcasting System, CBS. So it was basically an untold marriage of a bunch of people who were basically irked at NBC because they couldn't get on a TV show, on a talent scout show, and a greedy and aspiring cigar manufacturer from Chicago. And that marriage basically entailed the merger of what was became CBS. NBC itself was founded by the... I know a lot about media because I work in a lot of it. I'm involved with Chicago Indie Media, Chicago Media Action, and others. Projects. ChicagoMediaAction.org is one project I'm also affiliated with as well. But that was the history in a capsule summary of CBS. Probably know more about the network, history of network of CBS than probably a lot of people who work for the network. But I tend to know about these things. So I'm happy to announce that we are now on the Newswire. If you go to indiemedia.org, the features wire on the right-hand side of the webpage features March 19th protests and events in Chicago. Here are the protesting events taking place. With listening to the Chicago live radio broadcast, things are underway. Haven't had an update in about a half an hour. Last call was about 9:14 a.m. Still waiting for people. If you'd like to call in, you can do so anytime. Phone number 773-384-8544 will be going on until at least 6 p.m., perhaps later as circumstances may warrant. You can also send an email for events. Email imc-chicago@indiemedia.org. Or you can also call... you can also send an AOL instant message at Chicago IMC. So that's the latest there. No details yet. I think I hear someone at the door. I'm going to be right back. Or hopefully it won't be... I don't think I hear anyone. That's weird. I thought I might have heard someone. But maybe not. So anyway, assuming the chair, we're coming to you from the trenches. More water. Oh. Drinking water is something that probably a billion people around the world can't do with clean water. There's going to be a talk. Noted member of Congress, Cynthia McKinney, regarded as probably the most... renowned activist-minded member of Congress, although you might make an exception for Bernie Sanders. But Cynthia McKinney, Democrat of Georgia, will address an audience at University Church in Chicago on March 19th, Saturday at 6:30 p.m., an event to be chaired by Cliff Kelly, WVON radio show host. I think that's a door. Hold on a second. Hello? Someone here? Okay. Sorry about that, folks. That's the thing about this. It's like people are at the door. Probably a lot. The McKinney event. McKinney's visit to University Church, 5655 South University Avenue. Following a day of protests and rallies across the city to bring the troops home now, get out of Iraq, no more war anywhere in the world ever, things like that. Being organized by the Hyde Park Committee Against War and Racism and the Answer Coalition of Chicago. The church where Cynthia McKinney will speak is 5655 South University Avenue. And it started slated to begin at 6:30 p.m. So that should be exciting. And she'll be here. She'll probably also be one of the featured speakers at the 2 p.m. rally. Still eagerly waiting for phone calls from elsewhere. So we're now listed to the Chicago Live radio, web radio broadcast. Just a recap for people who may be joining in. Welcome to From the Trenches, the extended coverage of Chicago Indie Media's radio show covering the events in Chicago and worldwide on today, March 19th, 2005. This is the second such broadcast webcast that we've done. Broadcasters are encouraged to take the stream and rebroadcast it on their own radio stations. If you do so, please let us know. You can call in 773-384-8544, send an email, imc-chicago@indymedia.org, or send us an AOL instant message at chicagoimc. Actually, that reminds me. I think I'm going to send Hello from Chicago Indie Media. Hope the conversation with Terry Jones is going well. Send. Okay. I just contacted WNUR since they were talking with Terry Jones on the radio show This Is Hell, which you can listen to on thisishell.net. Terry Jones is listed as their featured guest on today's show. The show runs for 4 hours. We, however, will be running for 10 hours, but they'll be giving us props and we'll be doing likewise, since we're all friends here. We're approaching 9:50 a.m. Weather hasn't changed appreciably. I'm trying to see what else there might be. So if anyone knows of any radio efforts that are going on, radio web streams of live coverage, other things that are happening. FTA is effectively dead. We're now listed on the Global Newswire, so huzzah for us. Still waiting on developments. Any breaking news? Anyone? Anyone? Bueller? I don't know. Just trying to save my voice. What I might do is play some music, because I'm just not... can't think of any topics. Oh, what do we want to play now? Also, I can take requests. Just taking care of some things here, folks, while I rest my throat for a bit. Well, here's Gil Scott Heron then. The revolution will not be televised.
Sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution
revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still lights of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news, and no pictures of Harry Arm, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Gil Scott Heron, The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Heron from the Trenches. Learning more about this song. I can't think of anything to talk about for the moment. Although if you want to chime in, please call in. 773-384-8544. IMC-Chicago@indiemedia.org is the email address, and the AOL Instant Message account is Chicago IMC. It's about the song. Oh, it's just an essay about the entirety of his career. I was hoping for something about The Revolution Will Not Be Televised. Oh, well. Anyway, I'm bringing myself up a little bit more. There we go. Should be louder now. Hard to tell with these things. I'll just put the CD down from the phone. I'm just working with a mixing board that was set up earlier in the week, and it's got sorted things for me, for the another microphone, for the telephone that we're using, for a CD player, and other things. Just to explain the setup that we've got here, we're basically broadcasting from Chicago Indie Media's offices in a location on the west side. And we've got, I'm in an office with about a dozen or so computers, including I'm on a table console where I'm sitting in front of three computers. No, four, actually. Four computers, including a computer that I brought in, which is actually carrying out the broadcast. And they're an array of wires and technical gadgetry, a printer, an additional computer. We've got an array of computers that we're probably going to be using later on in the day as more people arrive. Hopefully more people will arrive. We'll be broadcasting, but we're going to you from the trenches. Chicago Indie Media's coverage of protests and events in Chicago and worldwide today, March 19th, 2005, commemorating the two-year anniversary of the escalation of the war in Iraq. This radio broadcast is a special extended edition of From the Trenches, the radio project of the Chicago Independent Media Center, part of the growing network of independent media centers that span the globe. My name is Mitchell Stupinchik. Thank you very much for joining us. Call in, 773-384-8544. At about 10 o'clock, there should be that recruitment center rally that the is being organized by the Northside March emanating out of Senn High School and heading to the recruitment center at 10 o'clock. That's at 1239 North Clybourne. At some point, they should be meeting at, oh, where are they? Nobody knows. Healing Earth, 3111 North Ashland? I think that's it. I'm just waiting patiently. In the meantime, welcome to all our listeners from around the world. We're now listed in Global Indie Media on the Newswire as well. And we're still listed as the first feature, so that's very nice. So hopefully people can listen to the live radio broadcast as well as all everything else that's happening. Weather is still remaining steady. It's cleared up slightly. Basically going to be like this, I suspect, probably for the entire day. But what else is happening around the world? We checked out New York City. We're checking out San Francisco. Oh, yes, just go to San Francisco, then indiemedia.org.